Well, detox. We've all talked about that a lot for ourselves, I think, over the last several months, with perhaps too much imbibing on food and maybe the odd grape as well. Now it's time to look at detoxing your home. Mick Aylett is the Resources Recovery Supervisor with the City of Greater Bendigo, and they are hosting a Detox Your Home. Let's find out the details. Mick, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Thanks for joining us on the show. So,
no problem.
What about detox? What does it actually mean when you want to detox your home?
Well, if you've got a shed full or even your kitchen full of chemicals that you don't know how to get rid of, you can bring it to this event and we'll dispose of it for you.
Okay.
For free.
Yeah, well, I guess the for free is very important too, because a lot of people, you know, just sort of have all this stuff there, but either A, don't know how to get rid of it, or B, don't know where to get rid of it.
That's right. And a lot of the chemicals, that's really bad for the environment. So if they go into your garbage bin, it goes into the environment, which is not a good thing at all.
So tell us about the where's and when's. How do people find out more about this? And I guess, you know, what can be gotten rid of as well? What comes under the banner of detox?
Basically anything, excluding your oils and your paints, which could be taken at our transfer stations any time of the year. Any chemicals, pesticides, insecticides, all that sort of stuff that you find in your cupboards, which is dangerous, or you have your flammable liquids or your poisons, everything that comes under that banner.
Yeah, I guess the thing is, we tend to think, when we talk about things like this, we tend to think what we've got sort of in the shed and what have you, but it can also be stuff in the house as well, you know, sprays, insecticides, nail polish remover, oven cleaner, paint stripper. You know, there's all sorts of things, isn't there, that when you think about it, if we went from top to bottom of our house, I reckon there wouldn't be anyone who couldn't find something that they'd be happy to get rid of.
No, all that stuff's really extremely toxic, especially like your acetones for your nail polish removers and stuff like that, which is a lot of acids. Like, you put it on yourself, it'll burn you, and you can imagine what it'll do to the environment if it was put into landfill or just dumped down the drain.
Yeah. And what happens to the stuff once we do get rid of it?
Once it goes out to the livestock exchange, the chemists from Cleanaway will be there to collect all that. They either dispose of it in a safe and environmental way, or they most likely they can reuse a lot of stuff by changing, you know, with the chemicals, and they can change it, reuse it, and put it into something else. But it has to go through a scientific process, of course.
Yeah, but there would be a lot of people probably wouldn't realise that there's so many of these sorts of things that actually are recyclable.
That's right. A lot of things are. But the main thing is to try and get them out of the environment.
So if people want to take advantage of this, what's the criteria? They have to live within the City of Greater Bendigo, I assume?
Yes, yes, they do.
And where do they go, and what do they do? How do they need to book? What's the story?
Yes, they have to go through the Sustainably Victoria website, the Detox Your Home, and register. Because of the COVID, it's a contactless event. So when you register, you get your email or your booking number. You come to the site, which starts at 9 o'clock on Bingo Cup Day, and it finishes at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You have to be booked by 3 p.m. on Tuesday, October the 27th. So once you get there, you see friendly faces at the gate, and there's a number that you text message, which will do all the contact tracing for you, and we'll send you down to where the chemists are, and they will get all the stuff out of your boot. You don't have to leave your car. You just stay in the car, and they do everything for you.
Ah, fantastic. When you say see a friendly face at the gate, well, they'll see a friendly mask at the gate anyway. So.
Yeah, they'll probably see my friendly mask. I'll be there.
Good man. Well, you know, it's good with the timing too. You're probably still getting home in time to have a listen to the cup, so that's good.
Yeah. Good being a public holiday too, because, you know, you can get out there and just get it done.
Yeah, exactly. No, great idea, Mick, and great to work with Sustainability Victoria in partnership with the local government to do that. And we wish you every success and implore people to have a look around, because it's a great opportunity to get rid of it and not cost you anything to do so as well. So good on you, Mick. Thanks very much indeed.
Thanks a lot for that.
All the very best. Mick Aylett there from the City of Greater Bendigo joining us. Detox your home.